Being the parent of like a little kid, I think has gotten a lot harder than when I was raising my daughter. She's 23 now, and I got to tell you, the decisions you have to make and the things you have to monitor and protect your children from today has gotten a lot harder. What do you give them that's still entertaining, but also aligns with your values? You know, we've talked about Way FM being a product that you don't have to filter, but like if you got Netflix in your house, you got to have the filter on.
And even Disney Plus, you have the same problem.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Disney Plus has been disappointing to me as a parent. And some of the things they've chose to put on there, and like you gotta watch it, you know. And that's why it's so nice to have something. If I was raising little kids, I would do PureFlix subscription, man, because you've got content on there that you're not having to filter out. And as a parent, I mean, I know we want to be involved in our kids' lives, but sometimes you need to park them in front of the TV and take 10 minutes to yourself. That's why PureFlix is a great option for families. You got family stuff, obviously. They're even dabbling in some drama.
Yes, and
PureFlix originals. Like I saw the movie on their Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters. And I have to tell you.
You cried.
I did. There was three times. Not once, three times.
I did.
I wept and I was moved, and it was a great movie. And I think if I was raising my child now, I think PureFlix would be definitely a part of my family's entertainment plan.
So if you'd like to try PureFlix, text PURE, that's P-U-R-E, to 91979 to get your 1 week free trial. Faith and Family Entertainment with no ads on your favorite devices.
Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, all the things we did not get to during the course of the show today. I'm going to start off with bad news right out of the gate. I apologize. Like, we are back for today, which is awesome. Yeah, and then it's like we have to travel the next 2 days, so there will not be an Aftercast. I know we were out for a whole week with support drive, and I apologize. But we are doing a thing, like we merged with another ministry in Houston, a radio station called KSBJ, and we have just been doing Zoom meetings and kind of meeting certain people from there and where our paths intersect, you know, and you really don't know who's who anymore because the company basically doubled overnight. And so now we're doing an on-site meeting to meet everybody, meet some of our counterparts, and get to know each other a little bit better. And I think it's a good thing, but we have to travel to Houston to do that because that's going to be the new hub for this merger of Hope Media. And so we're still staying here and broadcasting out of Tennessee, but then a lot of things are going to be moving to there because they're going to have a big building and stuff. So anyway, all that to say, no Aftercast. Weekend plans, we'll catch up. Gavin. You had to have the best week.
The best.
Like, Disney's amazing as it is if you're going on vacation, but then when you're going on vacation and missing support drive, you had to just be like, this is... And I left you alone.
Which was the never Lord the, was on your side.
Yeah. And it was never my intention.
Right.
I didn't want to leave for support drive because I do like being able to...
No, you do, and we understand it.
But I like being able to support you guys because I know how hard that week is on y'all. And so I like to be able to be helpful. But not over my Disney trip.
Well, yeah, and so I resisted the urge to make jokes, you know, to make you feel bad about it. So I didn't text you at all on your vacation.
No, but communication.
He did tell me to set a reminder on his phone for Monday morning, and it just simply would say, punch Gavin in the face.
Yeah, I'm like, set that so we all see it. I want Gavin to see this too.
It's warranted.
Yeah. But your trip was good?
It was phenomenal. I mean, I haven't been to Disney or just that area since I was 10 years old or so I get to experience everything as an adult, which is cool. I loved every single park.
Nice.
I enjoyed most of the rides.
Did you cry any?
No.
If you have to go, let me think about that for a minute.
I'm a sentimental guy.
There's moments I could have teared up.
It was sweet, you know, seeing my 2-year-old niece enjoy certain things for the first time in
her
life.
That's why I asked.
So, but no crying on my end.
What was your favorite ride?
Oh, my favorite ride was the Guardians of the Galaxy roller coaster in Epcot. It was like this blend of a cool roller coaster where the coaster would spin as you were riding it, and there was like screens showing stuff from like Marvel, and so for me, as the are you shivering?
Yeah, I'm cold.
Okay. I thought that's like cold. The nerdiness. That was my favorite ride, though.
I haven't ridden that one yet. My daughter's ridden it because it's new, and I haven't been down there enough. You know, while it was open, before it was open, so I want to do that one. But you rode all the Star Wars stuff, or at least Millennium
Falcon. I rode the Millennium Falcon. Yeah. That one's good. When you go down, when you guys go to Disney, do you only spend time in Magic Kingdom, or do you get over to Hollywood Studios? Like, for every trip, do you try and hit every park?
My wife, one time, I was like, okay, so we'll go see Haley, because my daughter works and lives down there. So, like, okay, we'll go see Haley, and we could go, like, to Disney or something. And she's like, well, you kind of have to do all of them. I'm like, you kind of don't.
Necessary.
You don't. Yeah.
Where did this rule come from that I'm unaware of?
She's woman, like, do you want to eat next week?
I know. It's crazy. And
did
not
you
at
miss?
Disney. But she, no, she would do them all, like, okay, every time. For me, if I go, I choose. We do Magic Kingdom. I like Hollywood Studios, so I choose that one. I also like Animal Kingdom.
We loved Animal
Epcot's
Kingdom.
Epcot is like the last one I choose.
Epcot's got such a limited amount of things for people, because they were doing the Food and Wine Festival.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
if that's something you're into, then it's totally worth it. Otherwise, basically half of that park is just walking around like different countries.
Looking at different things. And like, okay,
it's not necessarily, I think, worth the same price tag that the other four.
If
you don't like doing all
that's
that.
That's why they've added rides to it and stuff like that to try to make it a little bit more fun. But I mean, so that's my last choice. But yeah, we always do Magic Kingdom. My wife, we're going down for Thanksgiving because my daughter can't get the time off, so we have to go down there for Thanksgiving. And my wife was like, okay, we're not doing any Disney. I understand that. And I'm like, okay, that's
good.
Does she? I don't know. I don't think so.
You're going to buy tickets.
I told her, I said, we could do one park. You pick a park, you can do one park. That's fine.
That's how she sounded, too.
And she's like, I don't know. No, that's okay. We don't have to. And she goes, we can just do the stuff you want to do. Like, I want to go down there and go wakeboarding and stuff and do everything that's not at Disney. But she was like, no, she goes, if I could choose, I would do the Christmas party thing. Like, oh, okay. Well, that's more money than just going to the park that day.
Like, are you
going
to let me choose one really expensive thing to do?
And it's less time in the park. Okay. So I'm not sure what we're going to do. But anyway, what about you, Rock? Less exciting than Disney?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
I got a puzzle back from you. So did you finish it this weekend?
I did.
Nice.
I did. So Friday after work, I went home and took a 2-hour nap. And then I went over to my mom and dad's and we carved pumpkins.
Oh, you did? Nice.
Yes, it was a lot of fun.
Does your dad still carve them with a machine gun?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. I like that.
Yeah.
In the backyard?
It's part of the fun. Then on Saturday, I woke up at a decent hour. Like 8:30, and I got up and I did some laundry. I ate, watched a little bit of Dateline, and then I found myself falling asleep for 2 hours.
Nice.
Amazing.
In the middle of the day.
Your cat. Even your cat looks at you like, hey, I think we've spent a little too much time on the couch. We should get up, maybe move. Like,
oh, definitely, for sure. But I woke up, and then I went over to my friend Dina's house. She was throwing together a party for a bunch of us, so we were all going over there and we watched Emperor's New Groove outside.
Oh, I do like that one.
It's a lot
one.
Of fun.
Great
oh,
movie.
Yeah. Great movie.
Crunk!
And we had s'mores.
Nice.
It was really fun. Sunday was church and then we went out to eat afterwards. And then I came home, worked on another puzzle. And that was it.
There you go. Well,
what about you?
Mine was like, I got a little bit of stuff done on my deck, but I'm kind of in a holding pattern to finish it until some other things have to happen first so that I have to wait on people. So I'm like, yeah. But yeah, we just ran around, ran errands. I welded this weekend, which was pretty
cool.
Fun. My neighbor asked me if I could fix his mailbox. Some lady knocked his mailbox off of his mailbox post because she hit it with her car and left him a nice note and everything. But it was going to cost him $100 to have somebody come out and weld it. And he's like, I heard you have a welder. I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll weld it for you. So
did her note give contact information?
No, just said sorry. No. No, she did.
Like, oh, that's honorable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so
so you are going to weld for
I went ahead and welded it. And I went out there. I told him, he's like, well, you can get to it whenever. It's okay. And I was like, I'll do it now. And so I went over and welded it. And then he was like, well, what, I'm like, I don't need anything. It's fine. Don't worry about it. And he was like, well, what kind of, Like treats do you like? And I said, well, my wife loves chocolate chip cookies. And so, no, it was a nice thing.
What kind of treats do you
like?
Yeah,
yeah. Get in this van. What? No. So I said, my wife likes chocolate chip cookies. And so they made chocolate chip cookies, like homemade, and they were so good. And so that was a nice little reward. But then he gave me this odd thing out of nowhere. I don't know why he would think that. No.
No,
I don't know why he would have
thought. Did you cry?
No. That's a question today from you.
We're not emotional.
Yeah.
Maybe because I'm feeling emotional.
That's it. She's taking them PMS gummies. So, he gave me this odd thing that I don't know what would have possessed him to give it to me, but I really appreciated it. So it's wrapped up in this thing, and he opens it up, and it's
a bomb.
No. It's like a piece of ceramic pottery. But it's just like the handle from an old piece of ceramic pottery from the Roman era, like the Romans, and like his
what?
His brother-in-law.
So, he's giving you his random trash?
Yeah, no, it wasn't trash. Like his brother-in-law collects this kind of stuff, and so and he's a believer. I'm a believer, you know. So what? Like I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. I ran into a lady at church the other day. Like she's like Wally. I'm like, yeah. How you doing? She's like, oh. I'm like shocked. I'm at church.
Like we don't hear church stuff out of you when
just
you're working.
A little. Yeah, exactly. At your Christian radio station. But no. So he gives me this thing. And I loved it. Like, I thought it was so cool. Like, an artifact from the Roman times is awesome. Like, and I have a travel room where I collect stuff. But I didn't think he knew about my travel room, unless he's looking in my windows.
And that room is at the front of your house?
Now it's
he's
creepy.
He's planted cameras.
Yeah, I looked. but I know. I just thought it was, like, super cool. Like,
it's
a
random,
really neat gift.
But, yeah, it fits
totally
you.
Totally random. But I'm like, and I was like, and I think I might have been over-emoting. Like, man, this is really cool. Like I might have
you
sounded,
cried.
Yes, I might have sounded like too into it to where it felt like I was
like not telling the truth,
disingenuous. But I genuinely thought it was a really neat thing.
Like when you're opening socks on Christmas
from right.
Grandma, and you have to
that's
be like,
amazing.
"Oh my gosh, Grandma, thank you!"
And they're handmade. That's amazing.
So next time you might get a little gift in your mailbox that's wrapped in some creepy cloth, and you're like, "That cloth looks familiar." Yeah. Wait, that's an old shirt that I threw out.
Yeah, exactly.
And you wrap it up.
I know. This
and inside.
Is,
what's watching, inside?
It's a finger. You
it's
know.
A lock of his hair.
Yeah. You're watching too much Dateline.
It starts right. with handles and then gets to
but
gets
anyway,
the hair.
I thought it was a really cool gift. I liked it. Anyway. Okay. So after some consumer feedback, Netflix is going to jack with you. It's finally here. It starts next year. They had tested this in a different market, but they're cracking down on password sharing for Netflix.
I can't.
Yeah.
I feel like they've threatened that a million times, and then it doesn't actually happen.
They say that this time it's for real. Like they're going to do
it. This time they mean it.
Yeah, because they've lost viewership and stuff.
No.
And so Netflix is going to have it set that if you are a person sharing an account, they will give you an option to start your own account. Well, thank you. That's nice. Or if you have been sharing your account with other people, they'll let you have sub-accounts for an extra member of the family. They tested this in Latin America. Basically, you get Netflix in one designated home. The beauty of Netflix was like you could take it anywhere and just log in. So if you're traveling on vacation, you could just log into your Netflix and watch TV. But subscribers now will be forced to pay an additional $2.99 for each home where someone is using the streaming service.
Oh.
So I'm curious, like say you had given your account to somebody, you know, a year ago. You're probably going to have to call them and go, "Hey, don't do this," because you'll get automatically billed if they see that they're streaming on it. Because it does it by URLs.
They're the worst.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's coming down to.
Well, what's crazy is they didn't used to care about this, but then they realized they had 100 million households, they said, that were accessing the service without paying. And basically, they only had 222 million paying subscribers at the time. So,
a fifth?
Yeah. I mean, half, basically, of this.
So they're missing out on money.
Yeah. 200 million
so
versus 100 million.
So the Chiefs gates are ruining it for all of us.
Yeah. So anyway. But look for that coming up in the not-too-distant future. This was weird. Climate protesters threw mashed potatoes at a Monet painting in Germany at a museum there to protest fossil fuel extraction. Like, really, guys, this is your big plan, is you throw mashed potatoes at artwork and then we're supposed to care about what you think? Absolutely not. I don't give a rip about what you say about the environment when you do that kind of nonsense. In fact, I'm going to go pollute today because of it. I don't like you that much.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's one of those things, too. They're like, oh, we need to do something that will get people's attention. You know, it's like, well, when it gets beyond unbelievably hot, it'll get our attention. You know, when it's when the
when
average
it's too
temperature,
late, it'll
right.
get our
Then we'll be in. Hey, look, man. Everyone's all worried about climate change. All you got to do is read the Bible, okay? It doesn't end like that. So, you know, don't worry about it. It's fine.
I'm just like,
Betty disagrees with me. Because Betty always, like, anytime we have any scraps of paper, Betty Rock wants them recycled. And so I had...
Yeah, because I'm a responsible human being.
You might as well throw mashed potatoes at a piece of artwork.
No, I just think it's very wasteful to take... paper that was paid for
sure.
by the company
right.
that came from the wallets of people
but
that
I've
enjoy
written
us.
On it. Like, why would I not just throw it away?
There were some that you hadn't even written
on. Oh, well,
on.
Okay, but that one, okay, so here's the deal. I print out a show sheet, and I made 75 copies of it, and I have to always tell it just to print page one because I can't get rid of the second empty page in the file, and I forgot to. So this time, I did. I went through every other page and pulled out the blank ones and put them, and painstakingly so, made them all nice and even and level and put them back in the copy machine so that I knew that was important to you, so, and I knew you
it
would
be
busting my chops
too.
About it. You know, it is, but it's not. I think we're getting all worked up about a lot of things, and a lot of the climate change and things like that are cyclical. Like, if you look at it, like, if you want to go back to ice ages and stuff, and I'll be full disclosure here, I have no idea about this and how it works
yeah.
in with faith. I really don't. But if you look at how, like, times where the earth has... had different climates in it, it's cyclical and it happens. It's just part of the natural, you know, process that we have in this world. Now, that said, I understand we've affected it with different techniques that we use and production and mining and stuff. But the reality is, until we get China and India under control, like, our best efforts, like, are not even a dent in this stuff, you know, to really make climate change or really make environmental sustainable choices something that affects the rest of the world wholly and makes a difference, you got to get China and India on. And until they're on board, we're not doing anything, you know.
So we should just be trashy like they are.
That's right. Let her go. Yeah. So.
Yeah, okay. Betty. Stop with your little heroics.
Trash the earth.
Yeah. There you go.
That's
see, yeah.
on anyway. Board.
Who cares about it?
Here's the thing, though. This whole Monet thing, this is like that group that used to protest soldiers' funerals to get their point across. Like, they hated gay people, and so they would go to a soldier's funeral who was not gay. They would protest the funeral so they would get on TV. It was the Westboro Baptist Church thing. These were despicable human beings. And they would do this because they knew it would get people to watch and pay attention and comment. And that's what these people are doing, at throwing the mashed potatoes at artwork.
And it's working.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. Like, I'm not a big fan of PETA. I think PETA really messes up their own message a lot of times by their stunts. But at least PETA back in the day, when they were trying to make these points, they would go throw red dye on somebody who was actually wearing a fur. And you go, okay, well, that kind of makes sense. It's aligned with what you're talking about. I get your protest here. But throwing mashed potatoes at artwork. Why would you throw away good mashed potatoes? I love mashed potatoes.
It's
just wasteful.
About the mashed potatoes. I think what they're trying to say is that we spend a lot more money on art than we do on conserving the earth.
They literally were like, we just want to get people's attention.
No, that's what you assumed.
I know.
You didn't look into it. You got to read the thing.
No, that's what they said. They literally were like...
of course it gets people's
Your idea
attention.
Was better. Like, your idea was better.
But that's what I read.
Yeah. and they did it with tomato soup also.
Exactly.
That's even worse.
They said, you're spending more on this art and the art museum that it's in than you are to help others, like, in other countries that are starving.
Yeah. Well, then, okay, fine.
And it has to do with... conserving the earth.
There you go. Well, Lady Rock, what do you got?
People starve!
Yay!
Burn the earth!
Scorched earth theory.
On TikTok, a lot of artists have become mainstream because their song, for some reason, gets viral. And this one,
well,
that's
think
going,
about it. That country guy that we had on, Walker Hayes,
yeah, his
great
went viral
example
of TikTok.
Of
yeah,
that fancy like.
So, I mean, nowadays, if you can't get the attention of a record producer, well, get the attention of TikTokers, and you'll be just as good, if not better. And that's exactly what's happening for this one track. It's called "Home Is Where You're Happy," and it is a huge hit right now on
TikTok. I don't know if I've heard this. Let me hear it.
Your home is where you're happy. It's not where you're not free.
Now, do you know who that is?
If I was going to guess, I would think back in the day, not Willie Nelson. Oh, gosh, not Arlo Guthrie. Maybe Arlo Guthrie. Like, if I was going to guess, it sounds like a 60s protest song singer.
It does. You're right. It's actually serial killer Charles Manson.
Okay, sorry, I just played that.
That just got so much creepier.
Yeah, that's
weird. It is
weird.
Creepy that his song is now viral on TikTok, but I did a bit more digging on it, and yeah, it turns out a lot of TikTokers have no idea that that is Charles Manson.
I could imagine,
like,
yeah,
they just like the vibe of it.
Right.
They think that it seems fall-related, and they use it a lot for, like, videos of their homes.
Oh,
and
that's so
how
funny.
It feels comfy.
Your home is where you're happy.
Oh, no.
I can, yeah,
see,
like they're going to an Apple orchard, yeah, and picking apples.
My favorite would be if, like, Airbnb or somebody like that uses it as a commercial and doesn't think about it.
That'd be
and
awkward.
There's people like walking into this house like, hey, this is great. Hey, how you doing, Frank? I'm good, Betty.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a little creepy. Like I said, it's a bunch of kids that have no idea, you know, that that's even him.
Right.
But it turns out, before he started hurting, killing people, he wanted to be a musician.
Yeah, and then that didn't work, so what do I do? I could work at Lowe's.
What do I do with my time?
I don't really want to work at Lowe's.
Pretty crazy.
Maybe I could do that. I get a weird swastika.
So what's going to be really bad is if it keeps going viral and then you see it on the charts.
Yeah.
Then who gets the money for that?
I don't even know, because you can't profit off your crimes.
The victims of his crimes, I think, should get the money.
You would hope. Yeah. That's one of those things too, where, and this is kind of a weird thing. I don't know. You were here last week, but I don't know if you know this. So nobody knows it. So really, I mean, it's innocent to people. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Home is where the heart is, whatever. Zero wrong with the messaging of that. The only thing that makes it bad is it was Charles Manson, but before he became Charles Evil Crazy Manson, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like, there's nothing wrong with that. You could still use it, but I see why people would be freaked out about it.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a guy, a pastor, that was upset with me during support drive, because we play all these music beds when we talk, and I have stuff that is not Christian artist, you know, doing it. Like, it's just regular songs from different artists, and I don't even know half the songs anymore. Like, I go through and I look at kind of what's current, and I pull, like, songs from these bands, and I'll grab, like, 20 seconds of it and loop it and stuff like that, because I like the way it sounds. I like the texture and the tone, and I have no idea content-wise what the song is, but he was upset with me because I used secular music on a Christian radio station. And our boss, Steve, was like, hey, do you want to email him back and handle this? And I was like, he said, hey, do you want to handle this guy? And I said, yeah, just send me the information. I'll talk to him. And I meant an email. And then I get the thing, and it's not an email. It's like, I want a phone call. And I just sent Steve back a thing. I said, better you take this, because nothing good is going to come of this. Because I can see having a conversation where I can't edit myself, and I can't, like, go through and write three different versions and then send it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you handle this, because I started writing what I would say. And I'm like, see, this is not good. So please, please, please take care of this. Here's my position on it. And you can say it however you want to. But yeah, it's better that I don't talk about this.
Well, the lyrics to this Charles Manson song, it says, your home is where you're happy. It's not where you're not free. Mm. Your home is where you can be what you are, because you were just born to be. Now they'll show you their castles and diamonds for all to see, but they'll never show you their peace of mind, because they don't know how to be free.
And I'm feeling slightly murdery.
So burn all your bridges. Leave your whole life behind. Oh. You can do what you want to do, because you're strong in your mind. And anywhere you might wander, you can make that your home, just as long as you've got love in your heart, you'll never be alone.
Wow. Like, I mean, that feels like a 60s song for
right?
sure. And then
it's a bop.
How how weird his turn
oh,
is,
I know.
You know, like, and you looked at the dark place he went and where that went. I mean, I'm still amazed he's still alive, too. I always forget
is he?
About that.
Is he really?
I thought he was dead.
No, he's up for parole. Like, he keeps coming up for
no.
parole.
He's
yeah.
alive.
He should
no. died November 19th, 2017. When? Are you seeing that, too?
I'm looking to see him.
I thought he was still alive.
That's what the quick Google search tells me.
Yeah, he died in 2017.
Oh, good.
So he's been dead for like 5 years.
That's I thought he was still alive.
No, he's up yeah. for parole.
Yeah, like because the last story I remember about him was he was up for
no,
parole.
The last story you read about him, which yeah. was when, 5 years ago.
5 years ago, apparently. Yeah, he was up
yesterday.
For parole. That
wow.
is crazy. I always get it wrong. I always get it wrong.
I know.
No, people who are dead or not dead. Like, I loved when we used to play Dead or Alive or Angel, what did we used to call it? We played it a couple of times, but people got really offended by it. But yeah, I always think people that are old or dead and they're like still alive, which is weird. Or then somebody like that, I'm thinking, oh, he's for sure alive, but nope, dead as a doornail.
I love how you can just stand on solid rock and yeah. say, no, he's coming up for
yeah.
parole.
Yeah. He was, yeah, 5 years ago.
I think he's alive.
I think I live like in dog years, like dogs, like they just remember certain events, but they have no concept of time. They just know that they got a treat one time. And so for me, like something 5 years ago is like it happened yesterday. Like I don't see time.
So don't get angry if anything you say
yeah.
that's time related,
yeah.
we look
question.
Up.
Absolutely. You should question everything I say, quite honestly.
So don't get angry about
I'm starting
it.
To realize that I am wrong a lot. I had asked, somebody asked me, she was moving. Excuse me.
Wow. Boring yourself.
I am. She was moving to Italy, and I was so jealous. Like, oh, my gosh. And she's like, have you been? I said, yeah, I was there recently. And she's like, oh, really? When did you guys? I think it was like 2 years ago, something like that. And she goes, oh, in the start of the pandemic, you were in Italy? I'm like, oh, no, probably 4 years ago. like yeah. I'm like, oh.
Okay. These last 2 years were just like blinks,
they're just
basically.
Gone.
Like, don't even count.
2 years of everybody's lives, for the most part, were just nothing. And you're just like, okay, I'm just going to forget those 2 years even happened, and we'll just move forward like they didn't. So, all right, let's do some birthdays. You got any for me?
I do. So we have Melissa, who wants to wish her parents, Bob and Sue, a happy 34th birthday.
Nice.
That was on the 15th, so, but we got it in.
Yay.
Elisha, he celebrated his birthday on the 20th. Said he's a father to 4 boys and a stressed out wife.
You're doing great.
What are you doing?
He's probably
got one at my desk.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then we've got Rivka.
Ooh, Rivka.
Rivka to her sister Talia.
Those are some good names.
Rivka and Talia.
Rivka.
Says she's a fierce soccer player,
nice.
Diligent college student, freshman.
Good job.
And one of my best friends. She likes acting, bean dip, hanging out with friends, and is the one who told me about the Wally show.
Make sure you include the bean dip.
Yeah, that's yeah. a pretty important fact.
She wants to know that. Mom, Dad, and Lily and Tavian want to wish Xavier a happy birthday.
Goodness.
He's turning 10.
Cool
he
names.
Loves Pokemon, superheroes, sports, video games,
nice.
And stuffed animals.
That's my guy.
He's like a 10-year-old Gavin.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Except for the stuffed animals. Which
they
I
even
don't
talk
know.
The same. This year, Xavier is getting a pet gecko for his birthday.
That's cool.
So
get
here's
some
the question.
Out of that.
If you could pick a gecko, Wally, are you listening to me?
Mm-hmm.
If you could pick a gecko or snake as a pet, which would you choose and why?
Oh, gecko.
Gecko.
Snakes are gross.
They are.
Snakes are
they're
like
disgusting.
Beady eyes
yeah.
that look like they want to murder
geckos
you.
Geckos are kind of
yes.
cute. They have
yeah.
those little hands.
They don't
and
eat people.
Yeah, I don't like geckos per se. Like,
I wouldn't choose it.
Between those two, I would choose neither.
right.
But if you're like gun to your head, you've got to have
right.
one
or
of
the
these.
Other.
Yeah, for sure, the
mm-hmm.
gecko. Snakes, I just don't trust them. Snakes mm-hmm. and even rabbits and ferrets. Ferrets are also like really evil looking.
No, they're cute.
They're like,
they're no,
like
they're
the
adorable.
Snakes of the mammal kingdom.
Yeah, they're snakes with legs. Like, they look at you like, hey, and then they bite you out of nowhere.
Yep.
Like, they just turn on you. It's crazy. Oh, I found this one from Dean, our flight attendant friend, Flyboy Dean, says, hey.
Oh, you just found it?
I found it, yeah. I found it. I went and got it off my desk. Happy birthday to my nephew, Matthew.
Happy birthday.
17. Congratulations, Matthew. Likes movies and seeks out obscure video games. And is also a big Mario fan. I love Mario.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I played Mario Brothers with my daughter when she was at home, and we used to play Mario Kart and stuff. I miss that.
They got a Mario movie coming out.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah, it's Chris Pratt is Mario.
Mario!
It doesn't sound like there's an accent, though.
Oh, he's got to have to work on
that's
that.
That's racist.
It's weird. Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah.
Towards Italians.
Well, yeah, he can't do the accent.
No,
because if he does, then people will be like, you're stealing our culture. Like,
then they shouldn't have hired him.
Yeah, I know. They should have hired an Italian.
Mario Lopez!
Yes! I don't know that I think he's Spanish.
I don't know if it matches
Lopez
up.
Is Spanish.
Oh.
What was Benicio del Toro. Hire. Nope, still Spanish. like, is there an Italian actor that we could name?
Let me see.
Robert De Niro?
No.
Too old.
Actor.
Yeah, famous Italian actors.
Famous, like, decently young Italian?
Paul Giamatti.
That'd be so good, actually.
Italian actor in Hollywood. Oh, wait. American actor Robert De Niro?
Yeah. He's Italian?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought that was fake.
Ray Liotta?
No. Oh. Ray Liotta's dead. I got it.
Just to clarify.
Yes.
Al Pacino.
Al Pacino
I'm so
would
happy.
Be fun.
No.
What about
Fabio? He's still alive.
No,
he's
he is
in
not.
Jail. No.
He's on parole.
Yeah.
Let me see. Oh, he died this year, actually.
Ray Liotta? Oh, yeah. Too soon for you guys to be making fun of it.
Rude.
What's wrong with you?
You're terrible.
Well, there you go.
Not a lot of big names.
I didn't realize that.
Anyway, there are options, and they didn't take them.
And Chris Pratt is,
and I'm triggered and offended.
Absolutely, as are we all.
But I'll still watch the movie.
That's going to do it for your Aftercast for today.
Wait, can Charles Manson take us out?
No, back up. Don't let him do that.
That feels wrong.
It is wrong,
don't give him
but
that
it
space.
Is viral.
Your home is where
I know.
You
it feels wrong, but I do like it.
It's not nightmare where fuel. You're not free.
It's not where
your
you're
home
not free.
Is where you can
do you
be
like it?
What you are.
I don't hate it.
Oh. You got the bongos in the back?
Yeah. I feel like I need to put like a little flower wreath on my head. And
you should have been born in the 60s, honestly, Rock.
Wave in the wind.
Yeah, you should have been born in the 60s or the 70s for sure, because you're an old soul. All right, that's going to do it. We'll do this again on Thursday. Don't forget, no Wednesday or Tuesday. And thanks for being a potty.